این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. Among the matters that the jurist should accept its responsibility is the enforcement of the Islamic Penal Code. The question here is that, is there a distinction among the Prophet Muhammad, the infallible imams, and a jurist so far as applying penal code is concerned? If jurist position is lower, should he pass a lighter sentence? Should the number of lashes received by an adulterer, adulteress, if judged by the noble prophet? Or it is the executive ruler who should have the responsibility of putting the divine penal code into effect, no matter whether he's the prophet, Imam Ali, his representative, or a judge in Basra or Kufa, or an Islamic jurist now.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. This is Ali, and we're going to talk about one of the statements of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and Imam's viewpoints with regard to the government and the importance of the governments and the goals of the governments. In statement, Imam rahmatullah alayh says, if the people support a government, this government will not fall. If a nation supports a regime or a government, that government will not vanish. Dear brothers and sisters, we have been hearing a lot about the importance of democracy and the votes and the ideas of the people. But here, in an Islamic context, where Imam Rahmatullah Ali talks about, we are seeing the actuality of this belief. Imam says that if people are supporting government, that government will be staying. That government has a firm root in the hearts of the people. But if the people are not going to support a government, that government worth nothing. So where in the world do we have any case, any sample, any government that has such a view about the importance of the role of the people in the government? In case the people are not interested in the government, are not going to support the government worth nothing. I mean, they have to leave. So Imam says, this government cannot fall and it will not collapse. The government which is being backed and supported by the people. So it's a very important point for our politicians, for our statesmen, in any part of the world. If you want to stay with a good memory in the minds of your people, you have to care for what your people think and what your people like and want to do and want to happen. If you are going to be separate from your people, nothing will happen. That's why in the years that we had Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi with us, we never saw that the elections that were supposed to happen to be delayed because Imam was insisting on the role of the people in the future of theirs, the role of the people in the future of the country and the future of their own selves. So what we see in some places, in some countries, we see that due to different excuses, the elections are going to be delayed and postponed. But in this Islamic government, due to this mentality of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh, never, ever we have seen any of those elections to be delayed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.